Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It's been called both picturesque and spooky, but whatever you think of it, Spanish moss draping on our live oaks and our bald cypress contribute a lot to the look of Louisiana. Spanish moss is a flowering plant belonging to the bromeliad family. This makes it related to pineapples and other bromeliads. I have frequently received questions from individuals concerned that Spanish moss is damaging their trees. Contrary to what many people believe, Spanish moss is not a parasite and does not injure a tree by obtaining any nutrients from it. Spanish moss is considered an epiphyte. That means it lives on the tree but is independent of the tree itself. Spanish moss only uses the tree for support and does not invade the living tissue like mistletoe or other parasitic plants. Spanish moss gets everything it needs from light, rainwater, and air. Like other green plants, Spanish moss uses light and photosynthesis to create its food from carbon dioxide and water. Spanish moss has no roots, but does have the ability to absorb moisture into its leaves whenever it rains. The gray scales which cover the leaves and gives this plant its characteristic appearance helps with this process. The gray scales trap water underneath them when it rains, and the moisture is then gradually absorbed into the leaves of the plant. Live oaks, like bald cypress, seem especially well suited for harboring this plant, and many of our older live oaks and bald cypress have at least some Spanish moss in their canopy. Spanish moss may be seen growing in many other tree species as well as on dead trees, fences, and power lines. Because people sometimes see Spanish moss growing on a dead branch or a tree, they mistakenly think that the moss killed the branch or the tree itself, but this is incorrect. Although Spanish moss does not obtain any nutrients from a tree, under certain circumstances it can become a nuisance. If a weak limb becomes heavily laden with moss, it could break off. But in most situations, the only reason for removing the moss is if you don't like the way that it looks, not because of any damage it might occur to the tree. If removal of moss is necessary, mechanical removal is the preferred method. There are no herbicides labeled for controlling Spanish moss in trees. A long pole with a hook or a long-handled rake is useful to remove moss from lower branches. Many tree companies will perform mechanical removal with a bucket truck in order to reach high branches. On the other hand, some people want moss to grow in their trees that don't have moss in them already. You may gather living moss and simply hang it on the ends of the branches where there is plenty of light for it to grow. If the growing conditions are to its liking, it will become established and grow in the tree. If not, it will die. There is nothing that you can do if this happens except for try again. In nature, new Spanish moss plants sprout from seed. The tiny greenish flowers of Spanish moss produces a seed pod that turns brown and splits open when mature. The seeds inside are equipped with feathery parachutes that will allow them to float through the air like dandelion seeds until they get lodged onto a tree branch or other suitable growing areas. In former times, moss had a variety of uses in upholstery. It was used to stuff everything from car cushions to horse collars and was mainly used in furniture manufacturing. Fresh moss was gathered and cured by wetting it down and packing it into trenches or pits. It usually remained in these pits for 6 to 8 months, in which time the outer covering rotted off, leaving the inner strands behind. Quite a few Louisianans made it at least a part-time living from collecting moss. Though Spanish moss is no longer used in upholstery, it does add character to many of our magnificent live oaks in our local landscapes and parks. And what would a Louisiana swamp be without it hanging from the branches of the bald cypress? Whether you appreciate its appearance or wish it would go away, remember, Spanish moss is harmless to all of our trees. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of this show are available at WRKF.org.